Florida freshman Senator Marco Rubio thrilled the crowd at this year's Conservative Political Action Conference here in Washington.
Being America has changed the world and made it better. And now we must decide if we are prepared to continue that or to recede and become just like everybody else. And that is the choice in November. That is the choice.
That was in Washington about 2 weeks ago. And now Rubio, young, Latino, conservative, Floridian, is at the top of every shortlist for the vice presidential slot on the Republican ticket. The question of Rubio's vice presidential prospects, though, took a different turn yesterday after BuzzFeed broke a story that Rubio, who is a Catholic, was, as a child and a teen, a Mormon and an enthusiastic one at that. Joining us now is Steve Kornacki, who writes about politics for Salon.com. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about Marco Rubio. Do you think that news that he converted to Mormonism as a kid and then away from Mormonism once he was a teen affects his chances of being on the vice presidential ticket?
You know, I think my honest answer to that is I don't know. And, you know, I think if it were any other religion, basically, that somebody had belonged to at that young of an age, I think the answer would almost clearly be no. But the wild card in all of this is just really are two things. One is just sort of the extent to which the Republican Party base these days is now dominated by evangelical Christians, many of them evangelical Christians from the South who have some sort of deep-seated concerns about Mormonism as a religion. And then you add into that the fact that, you know, still at this point, Mitt Romney is the most likely Republican nominee. So if you're talking about a party that contains a fair number of voters who have some issues with Mormonism, and you're going to nominate, you know, a Mormon for the presidency, does that make Marco Rubio a tougher sell, you know, as the vice president to that party? And I don't know.
Yeah. And it's an important question because the issues of Mitt Romney's religion, they don't get asked about at debates. It hasn't come up in any of the 20 debates, at least not that I've seen, 20 debates that Republicans had. And yet it's a conversation that follows him everywhere, which is understandable to some degree. But now an image of Marco Rubio is at least different than it was at this time yesterday, and kind of it doesn't tarnish a darn thing, but it certainly changes the dynamic between him and Romney.
Well, I think it does, and I think it's also part of a, you know, maybe a bit of a pattern we've seen with Rubio, where, you know, again, this is a guy who is a big deal to the Tea Party. He's a big deal on the political right, which is, you know, one of the things that makes him such a logical VP. But there's also, you know, he was basically not on the national stage until the middle of 2010. It's really been about 2 years that he's been a national figure. You know, here's a potential roadblock, at least, to him being the VP for the Republican Party. We didn't find out about it until right now. You know, a few months ago there were stories about stories emerged that sort of contradicted the story he's always told about, you know, his family's immigration history to the United States from Cuba. You know, there were reports that dogged him in the 2010 campaign in Florida about his finances. So to me this you know, potentially raises an issue of, you know, look, it's only been 2 years. Are there other surprises with this guy that could be politically significant?
Sure, and it also raises the question of how much more candidates' individual religion and their personal beliefs are going to impact on what the public thinks of them as candidates and as shepherds of public policy. It's an interesting dynamic in this country. That's Steve Kornacki, writes about politics for Salon.com. Steve, thanks, man.
Sure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.